All across the northern part of the country, this is berry picking time. But unfortunately for berry farmers, they are besieged by an unusual kind of plague, pests actually, flocks of voracious starlings.
I'm Tom Bonsi at the Dobbins Berry Farm, a stone's throw from the Columbia River in southwest Washington state. I came here to see Jerry Dobbins do battle with a feathered plague.
Flock coming up out of there.
The suntanned farmer steers us down a dusty track in his pickup truck. Tall bushes hang heavy with blueberries on one side, on the other, row after row of raspberries. Soon we stop and roll down the window. Those are bird alarms you hear among the blueberries. Dobbins explains that loudspeakers broadcast random noise all day long to spook flying foragers. Some days a worker with a shotgun takes aim to reinforce the message.
A few birds have to die for that noisemaker to be effective.
The dead birds are all European starlings. The stakes are high. Dobbins says it's them or him.
If we didn't do anything, we'd lose 90% of it. They would eat all the blueberries.
Okay. You'd have to go into a different business.
Yes.
When sounds and bird shot fail, that's when a large wire mesh trap comes in. These fluttering starlings have maybe a day more to live before the farmer gasses them with carbon dioxide.
You know I don't like to kill God's creatures. I mean, I wish we could just chase them away, but we can't. We have to use all the tools that are there for us.
After the lethal gassing, the dead birds are kept around to lure new victims. They carpet every square inch of the trap floor. The stench is overpowering.
You got stinks.
Oh, yeah, they're a nasty, nasty bird.
The brown or iridescent blackbirds are now one of the top feathered pests, according to USDA Animal Damage Control Director in Olympia, Roger Woodruff.
And literally, this species causes millions of dollars in damages in the state every year.
Legend has it that starlings were first brought to this country by an eccentric New Yorker who wanted to populate his surroundings with all the birds mentioned in Shakespeare's plays. They spread coast to coast over the ensuing century. Last year, federal agents made but a small dent when they killed about 145,000 starlings nationwide.
They're very, very susceptible to CO2 and very quick and humane method. It takes about 2 seconds there. They're unconscious almost immediately.
Woodruff says starlings are not protected and no federal permit is needed for landowners to exterminate them. His agency staff focuses on berry farms, dairies and feedlots, and airports. My local airport, SeaTac, sets traps for starlings to keep the feathered bullets out of the flight path. However, every now and then, unknown airport employees secretly open the doors to the traps and release the birds due to die. Starlings have few friends. I tried hard to find some. I checked with local naturalists and called the Audubon Society. No luck there. Bird lovers tend to loathe starlings because they push out native songbirds. In the end, the only people I find who'll stand up for the starling are a couple of guys with the animal welfare group PAWS. They don't squawk loudly, other than to say no living thing deserves death by gassing or poisoning. So, you pesky birds, chirp while you can. No Save the Starlings campaign for you until you go back where you came from. For Day Today, I'm Tom Bonsi in Woodland, Washington.